This morning, we'd like to talk about foster care, becoming a foster parent. And joining us from the Lorain County Children's Services, we have Julie Shainline and also Chris Ross, who are here this morning to talk about that, getting people involved in foster care, becoming the foster parent. You do have a special, I guess, information meeting coming up. What goes in as far as that? What kind of the things do you talk about at that time, Chris?
We have our information session coming up on September 22nd. That's a no-obligation session for people to come in and hear about the whole process of what it takes to become a foster parent. Some of the, be able to answer their questions that they have, and I learned a little bit about our agency's commitment to them and our children and the community.
Well, take me a little bit through that. What are some of the questions that people have? I'm thinking if you want to be a foster parent, I'd say to you, I'd say, well, what are my responsibilities with this child? What do I need to do to care for this child?
Well, really the responsibilities are to be that loving, nurturing parent for our children. We look at having our foster parents of being there and reaching out to the kids, being supportive of them. These are children that haven't been able to remain with their families at this moment of time, and we're looking to reunify them with their families while their families work on the issues that brought the kids into care. So
do I end up being able to choose the foster children, or is there a match being made? What kind of a process, Julie, do we go through?
So let's go back. When you have to complete 36 hours of training to become a foster parent. During that process, you complete a home study with our home assessor, and at that time, those kind of conversations would be happening.
Okay.
What are your interests with becoming a foster parent, the ages, the sometimes gender of the child, would you be interested in? Part of that process, too, is what would fit best for your family, and that could include, as I said, ages. So when that happens, we would call the foster parent and talk to them about the child in need or who would need a placement at that time and if that would be the right fit for that foster family at that time.
Who seems to, in more recent times, become a foster parent? Is it people that have had foster children before? Somebody who maybe had been a foster child and wants to kind of give back in a sense? What do you see as the people who are stepping forward to fill this need?
I think really it's a personal calling that people have, that they come to us and say, you know what, I've known someone that's done foster care. I myself have been in foster care. I've been adopted. I know someone who's been adopted, or I know a child that's in need. So it seems to be a personal calling that people have. So it truly is people from all walks of life. So that's the wonderful part about it, is we're able to have foster parents available that then we can have good matches for our children.
When they come to this informational meeting on the 22nd, what kind of things will they come away with? What will they be able to go?
I think that they'll understand our kids a little bit more, that they've experienced trauma. However, what they really need is a safe, loving environment at a particular time. Sometimes that does end up to be a permanent situation for that foster family where they could adopt that child. And I think that they would have a broader scope of understanding our agency and the commitment we have to, again, making the best match for our kids when they need to come into foster care.
So when I'm getting the information at this meeting, is there, do we have firsthand experience, knowledge from maybe foster parents explaining it? Is it just kind of you kind of telling us the process? What kind of things?
At the first meeting, it is a staff member that shares all of this information.
Okay.
And is able to answer their questions. As time goes on, we do have some foster parents that have expressed interest in being part of those sessions too. So we hope to expand that process.
During the pre-service training, the 36 hours that they do complete, adoptive foster parents and that have adopted foster children, as well as current foster parents, do come in and speak to the class about their experiences working with Children's Services.
Now, once you have this initial meeting and information, which I assume if someone's just interested, they can give you a call and kind of get some of the information as well at any particular time, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And then you have coming up in October, I guess, is when some of the training begins, right?
So we have another information session on October 15th, and then classes start. The 36-hour training starts the following Thursday, October 22nd. And that lasts, we have Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturdays for the next 3 weeks after that.
Right. I never got training to be a parent. What kind of training goes into being a foster parent?
A lot of training. Yeah. So we have child development. We talk about a lot about trauma. We talk about permanency. We talk about working with a child welfare agency, working with caseworkers, support workers, GALs, counselors, working with the school, and all those dynamics that are connected to becoming a foster parent.
So letting them learn the system and who are the pieces, parts that are responsible for the
And within that system, a team. You know, we're a team working for a child and making the best decisions possible to ensure the safety of that child and children.
A lot of times people are concerned because sometimes in the news, the stories for foster care come out usually if there's a bad situation like that. Obviously, those are concerns that people maybe have with that. But that's where the team comes to play, right? The communication that works between the different agencies, right?
Correct. And we also have designated caseworkers that are assigned just to our foster families. So that foster family will have a connection with our caseworker that is there to specifically support them, which is a wonderful option for them. The support worker will be out at their home on a monthly basis, touching base, calling them, seeing how things are doing and checking in. In addition, the family has a caseworker that's assigned to the child in the family who will come out to the home too. So there's a lot of support wrapped around our foster families.
Not only are they getting the education on it, but when do they, what kind of a commitment does this become? Obviously, when you have a child in your care, there is an important commitment, but the length of time, is that something to be determined, or is it an ongoing process, that sort of thing?
It is an ongoing process. When children are, you know, taken away from their families, right, and placed into foster care for that support, nurturing environment, it does vary. It's an individual basis with the family and their progress. It is not a long-term plan, though. I guess more specifically, it could be a couple months that the child just needs to be there, okay, until...
It acts as a safety net, really, for the child. If something in their family life is not working out well, this gives them a safe place to continue to grow and mature and become an adult in a safer environment if there's issues happening in the home life. Then.
Absolutely. And it gives the parents an opportunity to work on what they need to do to have their children reunify with them. So, I mean, as Chris said, you know, it could be a few months, but it could be a longer period of time if things do not progress and that we are looking at a permanent situation for the child.
Right. Well, you talked earlier, and there is situations where you have foster children working towards adoption,
right,
which has different unique circumstances. Like any child, every individual circumstance with the child is unique, which then trying to find the perfect match for somebody like that. We're talking this morning about foster parenting with the Lorain County Children's Services. We have Julie Shainline and also Chris Ross joining us to talk about that this morning. When people, what is the, I guess, the biggest reward you find out, maybe even for yourselves working in this kind of a environment, as well as with the getting the parents, making the perfect match? What type of things do you kind of get out of that for the children?
For the children, I mean, it is very rewarding when you have a child that is in a safe environment. We're able to work with the family. We're able to have that child return home to their family. It is a very rewarding experience to see that the family has been able to address any concerns that are in their home, and they've grown and learned and are now able to care for that child. So that reunification process is wonderful. You have the other end of the spectrum, too, where it's very moving to be at a permanent or an adoption hearing, that you see this child that may have had some significant trauma in their life, and now they've been matched to a family that's going to be their forever family, and that's the other part of this this job. It is very moving and rewarding.
How many, do you have numbers related to children that are, quote, in the foster system in Lorain County right now looking for foster parents?
Well, for looking, at this moment in time, we have approximately about 100 children that are in foster care.
Okay.
Out of those children, we have about maybe about 15 children that we're looking for permanent homes for.
And with being a parent, these children come in all ages and, you know, developmental issues or whatever. You have probably infants as well as young adults, almost teenagers. And so there's different dynamics that go into those becoming that.
Yes, absolutely. Just even last month, there was a young man that was 17 and a half that was adopted. So we have children that are small babies to the almost adult children, which is wonderful.
And again, you have the informational meeting. This is coming up on the 22nd?
Of September,
and
yes.
What time is that at?
That's from 6 to 9 at 226 Middle Avenue, fourth floor, the administration building.
Okay. Now, do people need to call ahead, or is it just an open, what do you look for as far as getting people to show up?
We would like them to call ahead. For the number, that would be 440-329-5340. They can ask to speak to somebody in the family-based care department, and we would complete an interest form and have them signed up for the information session.
Okay. Well, if it's something that maybe you were interested in, thought about being a foster parent, there's an opportunity to get just, as they say, no commitment, just an information.
Absolutely.
Get some things to get an idea of whether this is something that you'd like to make part of your family. Our guests today, Julie Shainline and also Chris Ross from the Lorain County Children's Services. Thank you for coming in and sharing the details about the becoming a foster parent this morning.